that if you want to get the depth of your man, quit interrupting him. Once he starts, it's building. It will get to a point he will break open. And that's it. That's what you want to achieve all the time. Are you learning something? Are you sure? Are you sure you are learning something? Now, listen. Men are motivated when they feel useful. Now, hold on. Some of you men may not even know this yet, but you want to understand this and get this now. One thing you want to keep communicating to the man in your life is that there's no replacement for him. You want to communicate the importance of his presence. You want to show him what his absence does negatively. That tells him that his presence is so important. There is a way not to be strong around a man. When you are strong that way, he assumes that he's not needed after all. He assumes that you don't need him. I know you are a strong woman. You are an independent woman. You don't have feelings, or do you? Or you must learn to communicate it. You see, listen. Don't make the mistake of saying, I'm not the expressive type. For the sake of your marriage, both male and female, be the expressive type. If you feel it, say it. Communicate it. Intentionally, tell her you love her. Don't wait till you feel it. That's why it's a commitment. Intentionally, communicate it. There are certain things I'm still coming out of my shell. Life is not patient. What are you still doing inside the shell? Break the shell. Come out of your shell. This is your husband. Come out of the shell. What's inside the shell? It's empty. You have it in your head, but you are not doing it. Who are you? See, it's just in my mind. You know, I'm still trying to. No. Have you seen two people who are dating, who are committing sin and touching each other, kissing, fondling themselves and doing all those things? They don't have a problem with expression. The same professionals who are doing it when they were not married will now have a problem with it in marriage. It is not expression they have a problem with. It is commitment. It is what? The same woman you couldn't wait to kiss. Now, she's been here for 2 years. You can't remember the last time you kissed your wife. Your problem is commitment. Why is that the same appetite that you had before marriage suddenly dies when you are married? Something within you loves the one that dishonors God. You have to re-engineer your mind. You must tell yourself before you marry, this woman will satisfy me all my life. I am satisfied with my own well. I'm not digging for anything elsewhere. This is it. This is all that God has to offer, and I'm okay with it. Tell yourself. When you tell yourself, watch, is your heart struggling with that fact? If it is struggling with it, that's a sign that you are prone to adultery. So you have to re-engineer your mind through the word. But not just through the word alone, by communicating the affection to your wife, lavish it till she manifests it. That both of you become inseparable. If you are not communicating the affection, you are leaving the door for adultery. Because you are an emotional being. And that thing will want to flow. Communicate it to your wife. Let me share a story with you. Careful. Somebody came to report a matter years back, of course. I mean, years back. To me. Say his wife ate him. I said, how will your wife eat you? Say, your wife ate him. That's a serious one. Say, so what happened? So I made him narrate the whole story. He had described to the girl how that when we get married, wedding night. Wedding night, 5 seconds, gone. She looked at him. And she felt disdain. Look at you. I'm careful. Anytime she is cooking and she pass, she looked at him and he is. What he was getting is that I'm irritating her. What she's saying is that you abandoned a woman this full package like this. That's what she's saying. That's why she's easy. When she is, I say, go and meet her. Eat the bomb bomb. Say, do you used to do that? He said, no, or there. Go and do it. When I'm talking to guys, I'm very real. I don't joke. I'm very real. I said, so when she's in the kitchen, what do you say? She's there, she's cooking. I'm busy. Ah. Why will she not eat? I said, even if I leave my house. Nonsense. So he was getting the vibe that she hates me. Meanwhile, she's saying, am I not your own? She's cooking. She's wearing bomb shorts. Passing where she should not pass. She does not have anything doing. She will just pass. And pass again. And she's saying, follow me. You need to be aware. This naivety is not King James that caused this one. It's foolishness. That's why some good girls love bad boys, because they know what to do. But you are lost in the book of Habakkuk. I don't know. What should I do? Am I the one that will be teaching you? Tell the man beside you, better wake up. Tell the man, you better wake up. So I told him, go back home. When she pass and is, go and grab her. I won't tell you what I said. Let me tell you, I stand before God. From that moment, she changed his name to Kabiesi. My king. From to Kabiesi. Huh? Do you know what Kabiesi means? Igwe, the king. Ah. Some men are lost. They are not aware. Do you understand what I'm saying? You say, what did I teach him? Come and pay me. But meanwhile, what was the guy getting? That each time she is. You see, when a girl walk and greet 5 guys, and there's a 6th one, and she's not greeting that one. She likes him. She likes him. The one that she's saying, bestie, bestie, that's not the threat. The real threat is that one that she is. That is the guy. I've been around for a while. That's the guy. So you are feeling threatened, and that girl, she greets everybody, she just say, he like you. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you chat her up, she's giving you one word answer. She's saying push. Meanwhile, listening to us, part B. Because you must know when not to push. Do you understand what I'm saying? I wish I can dwell more on that. So, sometimes what she's saying is not really what she's saying. What she's saying is not really what she's saying. And we must train our boys to understand communications of a woman. Unfortunately, religion has made it so that women cannot tell the husbands that it's depriving them of sex. Because they are not friends. They are just husband and wives. I'm going to find time and enter some matters. Okay? But let me just move on. Are you still with me? Are you sure you are getting blessed? Are you sure you are getting blessed? All right. That girl that is always avoiding eye contact likes you. Don't like her. There's something your eye is doing to her. And whenever you have to talk one-on-one, she finds one boldness from someone. I say, eh? She's trying to be strong. She's shaking inside. Be a man. Stand. How are you doing? Eyeball to eyeball. Sustain the conversation. Make it linger. Know how to keep her waiting without knowing she's waiting. Meaningful talks. She will keep seat for you. You see that what I'm saying? They know what I'm saying. Now, quickly, I want to begin to now eat the second part of this teaching. We are getting into some very crucial part now. When the Bible says submit to your husband, you must understand that submitting to him also means to honor him. It means to honor him. Now, there are problems in different families because the woman does not understand what the man calls honor. What honor is to you is not what honor is to him. You must understand what honor is to him. I prepared your food. It's served on the table. If you like, go and eat. That's not honor to him. What honor is to the man? And you must understand this. You see, it is to your own good that you honor your man. It is to your own good that you honor your man. You don't want to have a broken man beside you. Somebody is saying, hey, don't put that on women. Women are not the ones. Some of them come in broken. I'm going to teach about that tonight. Men who come in. Okay? But life is already hard. And it's trying to fight many battles on different sides. The least you can make happen is to give him a home where he is the king. What you want to achieve in your home is to establish a setting where it is clear to all there is a king in this house. And honor means preference. Honor is that he is preferred. is preferred. Honor is preference. That's the idea of honor. You crown your own king. I would have loved to say a few things in the context of our African setting, not a doctrinal persuasion or a doctrine. In the context of our African setting, and that's a disclaimer. How is he served when it's time to eat? Do you serve him based on your mood? Some women are still not aware in this century that it is actually inhuman to pour soup on top of rice. Wow, wants him. Wow. Honor can be learned. I shared the story with you. I mean, myself and my wife got married. One time she just went to the market. You see, honor is one thing you can't give yourself. You have to be given. I can respect myself by behaving right, but honor must come from outside to me. Nobody crowns himself king. He is crowned king. You must understand. Listen to what I'm saying. To be thinking otherwise is to have a home that is full of chaos. Because people are quick to react. You know the kind of man that he is? You know the kind of man that we honor? As long as he is your husband, the Bible commands you to honor him. And to honor him is to create an establishment where his kingship is known and felt. I can't bring the reality of my home here. But I've been to many homes. And I know that they are not going to have peace with the kind of structure I'm seeing. Because somehow the woman seemed to have concluded that this is what he deserves. And that's what he's going to get. Honor is exemption. You are not all others. You are different. Honor is communication of difference. We must understand that. Somebody saying, why is the man who should honor the wife? Shut up. Learn yours first. Because when people are always talking back, it means you are listening to respond. And that's already a problem. You are not listening to learn. Listen. See, listen first. Listen and get your part right. Get it right. If you miss the character to enthrone your own king in your house, you will have children who are not princes and princesses. They will be dysfunctional. They will be dysfunctional. And many, listen to what I'm saying, African homes, in this regard, they are largely abusive. They abuse the life of the children. The way a man understands honor is that he is crowned different. The plate I used to eat is different. The spoon I used to eat is different. They are all different. If you see it, you know this is for this person. Nobody uses the type. And that's why when I'm away from home, I struggle to cope with eating from anybody's hands. Because in all honesty, I know you'll honor me when I come, you try, but you can't honor me like my wife. You can't beat the record. You can't beat the record. And each time she does it, I vow to defend her with my life. the king in me stirred. How do you have a better plate for visitors that you're not using for your king? Something is wrong with you. Your best plate, your best cutlery, your best spoon, they are for special guests. This guy is not special. That's your king! Crown him! It's your duty to crown him. Because when you keep washing him down, when you keep, you will have a man who is broken by you. He will not perform at his peak, He is defeated in his mind. He sees the way you treat him. He can't go out there and conquer. You will be broke. You will be broke. Because his esteem is killed every day. When you want to talk anywhere, you struggle to find good things to say about your husband. Do you know that when you want to celebrate a man, it's not enough to say, you are the apple in my tea. He wants to hear specifics that he has done in your life. And he will not tell you when he's not getting it. Except he's really open. And he's wondering, apart from being sugar in tea, cockroach in this, am I not more? Have I not been a blessing to you? Am I not teaching you? Why did you forget? Anytime you always forget the good things to say when it's time to honor your husband, that's the spirit of disrespect. It's a wrong spirit. But when you want to complain, you remember every bad thing he has done. Honor your man. I doubt the possibility, and I'm honest to you. Everywhere I go to minister, I struggle with the setting. In fact, recently we had to decide, if I have to minister for anybody, don't book hotel for me, don't cook for me, I will book my hotel and I will take care of myself. I will bless you and get out. Because there is a standard already achieved in my house. Everyone else honors him but you. He is known, his value is known everywhere else except by you. Because you are a complainer, nagging, seeing the things he's not doing right. You will not have a good man like that. See the king in him, understand that you are a prophet, call it out. Very important. That's the way a man understands honor. That's the way he sees it. That is preferred. That is different. Do you know that you don't honor a person at your level? You honor the person at his level. The worst statement I hear from people is when I tell them, you don't honor me. And you tell me, you honor me. You are saying, this is who you are. And that's what I give you is what you deserve. I am saying, I am more. When you want to honor a person, you need a revelation of them before you can do it well. If not, you can't do it well. If you are not prepared to honor a person, don't marry the person. Raise the bar of honor to such a level that nobody else can meet up, including his mother. Raise the bar. Don't be naive. Apart from rice and beans, do you have any other idea of what to cook? If it's not eba, it's amala. Then you are done. Run out of idea. You treat him anyhow. You drop his food with an attitude. You don't even tell him. You expect him to know your food is there. Do you know your food can be sweet and yet you can't eat it? Because the character stinks. And that's not a yardstick to reject your wife's food. Because a real man does not function by just mere emotions. You see beyond all that. Why do you want to go to bed with hunger? Because you want to prove a point. You are now sneaking out around 2 a.m. to drink cornflakes. Why must you suffer yourself? Just swallow the pride and eat. You don't force things on kings. You know the reason why many women don't know how to honor their husbands? They didn't see their moms doing the same. Let me share a story with you. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. This is where it gets very serious, okay? Is that okay? Because I'm going to how children perceive love. Then I'm going to touch parenting. This is where we are going to have issues. One time, a young lady came from a very funny home. I mean, you didn't choose where you were born, so it's not your fault. But the mom and the dad had issues, so much so that the way the mother knows to deal with the man is to mix food that is already decomposing with new ones. Soup that is decomposing, she will add some ingredients, and she's found that if she had more pepper, it will not taste the sourness. And she will add some new ones and open it when she's warming it so the smell can go out. And she will serve him and watch it. And many times when the mother is doing it, she will be in the kitchen gisting with her. I told her, don't marry like this. You have seen it. You are likely going to repeat it. Because something will tell you when a man is like this, that's how to respond. Many parents destroyed their own children's homes because they don't know how children perceive love. The way a child perceives love is sacrifice. It's not the useless stories we hear. It is who is making sacrifices that shows that this is the mother. Let me show you a story. One of the stories about Solomon, or one of the events in the life of Solomon that made Solomon so popular, his fame went abroad when that happened, was when an harlot slept on her own child and went to pick the child of her friend that they gave birth around the same time and dropped her own dead child around that one. And in the morning, they both complained. Yeah, no, this is not my child. I said, that's my child. They went to the palace. The king commanded one of his swordsmen, take your sword and divide the child into two. It was the mother of the child who was willing to sacrifice ownership for survival. Listen to this. As you begin to grow older, you must learn that you have more than just your husband or your wife to love. Now you have children to love. And what will communicate love to them is that in your decisions, they can see sacrifices, things that are legitimate that you had to forego so they can have a good life. So it is woke to the generation that if a man is stressing you, leave the house for him. I'm not talking about the case of domestic violence now. It is woke to be a baby mama. I can't be submitted under any man. Then you will raise children without fathers in their life because you lived for you. You did what you did for you, not for them. And they grow up lacking the vital part a man supplies. One party can't bring what God designed the both party to bring. And you must understand that as you are maturing, you start learning not to live for you alone, because it is not about you alone. You will have to make decisions considering your children. That when I insult his personality or insult her personality, do I want my daughter to be dragged like this? You must learn to begin to make decisions to stop eating alone. Start becoming responsible. Start thinking about the fact that somebody is going to come out from your loins. That your decisions directly affect who they become. Some mothers and fathers have children who are into Yahoo, or what we call internet fraud, and they will take the children's name to prophets to pray for the child. That's not sacrifice for the child. That is for their own belly. She doesn't love the child. She just wants to survive. Because many people have not learned to understand what love is. When a woman has a child, and she would rather take the child out in the sun at Oshodi, begging with the children, using them to draw compassion, when she could have learned tailoring or learned something, give them a better life. That is not mother's love. That is wickedness. And where I'm going is, many things about the setting of the African home is bad. It is abusive, it is dysfunctional, and it has raised dysfunctional men and women. It has raised dysfunctional men and women. You don't complain in this house because you heard it from a dysfunctional father. Children don't dare to question things because you were from a place that is broken. You are not raising zombies. And in failure to communicate, many girls have been raped under the noses of their parents. They can't talk because in African homes we raise zombies who can't talk. And you have learned the same thing. Your way, the way you know how to communicate leadership is that you shut people up and they can't speak their minds. And these things follows us as pastors. Many pastors are abusive because they are from abusive backgrounds. And when I mean abusive, I mean they will abuse your essence. It is not just fathers who don't know how to hug and say, "I love you." I know what it took for me to learn it as a pastor. I had to go on a personal decision, a personal journey to learn to be soft. That I can hug any of my pastors. And sometimes I watch how I struggle to do it, and I know that something is spoiled within me. This is not the definition of a man. Don't accept yourself the way you are. Go on a journey to heal and be soft and release that love. You will have it. It is that dysfunctionality that has closed that place. And we must understand that. Start learning to make decisions that favors your children. Begin from now. By marrying a good person, not for yourself, but for them also. We have to understand that. Children essentially understand love by looking at the sacrifices you make for them. So anybody who doesn't understand sacrifice should not attempt parenting. It's a journey of compromise, of sacrifices, where you have to withhold certain things and not respond in certain ways because your daughter is watching. And sometimes, right, I need to say this, many of you are broken, badly, and you are battered. Because your parents used you as confidant. You are not designed to be their confidant. You are a child. you began to meditate over matters that you are not designed to meditate over. And you became a breadwinner too soon. It's because there's poverty in the house. At the time you should be building yours, you're already trying to sponsor 3 siblings in school. It is the dysfunctionality of the African homes. And at the end of the day, parents are not to be blamed. You take the responsibility. Don't repeat the same pattern of abuse. Don't tell yourself that what we call onjomo. You are in your 40s as a woman. Your colleagues at that age are working in different companies. It's the time to help your children stand their ground, not to milk them. And if that's the kind of background you have, you must make a vow that I will break this pattern of reproach. Because many of you are failing in the things you are doing because you're already carrying more than what you should carry at this age. You are actually a young person. You know too much than you should know. The one already told you about their sexual life. Your daddy has this, your daddy has done that. And she didn't know that each time she's talking about that, she's destroying your perspective about men. And many of them are not even expecting you to have a better home. They just want to survive. And what should be a place of purpose has become a battleground of survival. Because there's so much problem in the house. So it's survival of the fittest. There is a wrong pattern in the African setting, in Nigerian homes, in African homes, that needs to be broken. You must vow, it ends with me. It goes no further. I will have a home where my wife and children, we are free with each other. We sit around the table to gist and laugh, where a father and a son can play PS and laugh with each other. When you are 50s, there's nothing wrong in your 60s for you to say, my son, take 100 million, add to your business, pay me later. Or you prefer to be pursuing about for 10,000. Because that's the way you understand pay, because that's what you got. Somebody has to make the decision, the course, the pattern of lack, depravity, emotional pain, damage, ends with me. You are not about to make your children your confidant. As your leaders, pray to God. Leave them to leave their space. They should not know too much already. Many of them have, many parents don't know their children. Everyone else know them except the parents. They just give birth to them and pay school fees. Do you know knowing your child goes beyond school fees? Do you know what this child's future is? That church that child does not want to stop going. Do you know the reason why this child doesn't want to stop going to that church? What do they provide that is missing at home? You don't just find that. You seek to know. And what many parents are fighting is the destiny of the child. Many of us fought battles to do what we are doing today. Parents don't know their children. They are busy trying to survive. You've got to break that pattern. We are not teaching this for fun. You know what you went through. Must your child go through the same? Because already you are absent-minded. Just trying to survive your life. How many of you here can boast that your parents really knows you? They know what you are doing now with your life. Some of you preach. They've never heard your message before. They wonder, what is he preaching? They don't even know the name of the ministry. The problems you face. You can't even talk on phone more than 5 minutes. I And I'm telling you, I came from a setting where God blessed me with a father. And I saw what that did to me in making me a man. If a man misses that part, there is a need for fathering. And I'm just being honest with you. I've shown you how to love your husband, how to love your wife. Start preparing yourself for the destinies that will come from your loins. Detach yourself from the dysfunctionality of your background. Sometimes the only way to be a blessing to your family is first run away. Because you cannot solve a problem you are a part of. Survive first. Every time you receive call, so-and-so is beating the wife again. So-and-so is beating the wife again. This one has packed out of the house. You are in the midst of people and you are trying to be civilized. But it looks like the background calls you back. Your mommy has done this again. Your daddy has done this again. And when they drop the call, they feel they have released the burden. On who? You release your burden, this person begins his or her battle. That's not the way to love a child. To love a child most times is that you even spare the child from certain information and certain knowledge because they are not needed at that age. And there are things children should never know. It is not in their place to know. Am I teaching you? Some of you don't know how to heal from such setting. I've told you, number one, journey far. And it's a conscious decision you have to make, because for Abraham to become a great nation, he has to leave his father's house. You cannot be addicted to dysfunctionality. Jennifer, before it costs you your essence. Because if they begin to bring that baggage to interfere in your marriage, they will create theirs. There are types of parents that must never have your ears in your marriage, because they will speak their fears and everything into it, and that one becomes bad. It is not your fault. It's the reality you met on ground. What should you do? Journey far. Find God and learn in a neutral atmosphere. Learn something else apart from what you grew up seeing. And that's why I've pleaded with you. You see, you need to have friends who know how to treat their spouses more than the things you have learned elsewhere. You see, those friends you have that are always beating their wife, they will make your home go bad. Counsel them, draw back. Because each time they beat themselves, they insult themselves, they are telling you it is possible. And the reason why you especially have to draw back is because of the kind of home you are coming from. You have the tendency of doing worse. It is God who is helping you. Now they are mirroring it. Look for the one who knows how to treat the husband and the one who knows how to treat the wife. Get close to them and learn. You see that this guy is always checking for clothes for the wife, always checking for better things for her. Learn from that one. Be close to those who are getting it right. Those who are better than you. Why? Because a new lineage is forming, and you cannot form it from the ruins of that dysfunctionality. Some of you feel, I may never know how to treat a woman, because you have not seen it. Make sure you see it. Make sure you hang around those who are doing it. It goes beyond wearing the same clothes. It goes beyond wearing the same clothes. If you really want to have a home that is heaven on earth, you need inspirations around you of how to love, how to be tender, how to care, how to be, listen, you need inspirations of integrity, how to be faithful as a man. Your sons deserve a model that shows that it is possible to live with one woman. And each time you have the urge to do something else beyond your wife, tell yourself, my sons deserve the model to know that one woman is enough for a lifetime. Don't get into adultery, because once you start, it runs in families. Somebody must break the pattern. Your son deserves to have a model that shows that the mother is enough. The girls deserve to have a model that shows that she can be enough for her husband. Some of you are struggling with your emotions. They are all over the place. Because you grew from homes where you've seen all over many things. Somebody has to break the cycle. Is it you, or should God wait for your children? Or will they have to fight this same battle and maybe they will fail also? Once you break it, they have neutral grounds to commence from. Bear the bonds and all that, but break it. And somebody has to cry tonight that adultery will not flow through me. Infidelity, dysfunctionality, it ends. This is where it ends. This is where it stops. This is where everything ends. The pattern of pain and having men who are broken and girls who are battered, this is where it ends. It goes no further. You have to understand that the battle you are fighting is not for you alone. Some children will continue from where you stop. You have to understand that the hurt you feel to misbehave, to disappoint, to break the key, to break the code, it is because the devil wants you to eat the forbidden fruit so that your seed can be corrupted. But somebody has to cry. The pattern of shame, of pain, and dysfunctionality, it goes no further. 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 It ends here and now. I refuse to sell off. I understand that the urge I feel, the men who have gone ahead of me failed at it. I refuse to compromise. The future is bright. I will not sell out. I refuse to be another failed vessel. I understand the trick. The playbook of the devil is exposed. It goes no further. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Sit down for a moment. One of the ways to make sacrifices for your children, born or unborn, is to become a noble pattern. That I can tell my sons and daughters that I began to pastor before I got married, and I did not touch any of God's children. I've never defiled anyone. And they say it is possible. It is easy to misbehave in a place where there's pattern. It doesn't matter the mistake you have made in the past. The pattern can end. The pattern can end. In some places, pattern of pregnancy outside marriage. And you wonder why in your relationship you can't almost keep hands off each other. The same thing you are bowing to, they all bowed to it and failed. Who is going to pass the test? Who is going to end it? Who is ready to pay the price? Who can God find that he can commence a new lineage from? So when we have to live a life of integrity, it goes beyond me. Do you think I don't have feelings? I do, right, my man? I tell myself, it is beyond me that if any of my sons, physical sons or spiritual sons, want to misbehave, they can nobly ask themselves, who do I want to resemble? God forbid. They can't say he's doing it too, or they are saying he's doing it too. Because your integrity is going to preserve a generation. And that's why you have to pay the price. Your nobility, your fidelity is going to preserve. It goes beyond you. When Esau was eating the plate of porridge, he was quenching his afternoon hunger. But he was depriving all the seeds in his loins. And the seed in the loins of his loins. And there is something they will not become because one person ate something. You must do better. You must do better. Let me say this to you. The pattern you grew from is going to come looking for you. But you must stand your ground. It is warfare. When that day comes, you must be ready to get up and fight. The pattern of immorality that you so hate, that you met on ground, is going to come knocking at your doors, and the devil will give you justifiable reason why you should do it. But you must remember, they all did it, and they became what they became. I won't, regardless of how good it seemed to present itself to me. It is warfare. Everything you hate is going to come lusting after you. I'm telling you, in case no one has told you, when that day comes, you must be ready to fight. I see people everywhere on social media saying their parents are this, their parents are that. There is high chance their children will say the same thing about them, because the same situation is going to come haunting after them. And many already are failing at it. So you must master the art of war. Jesus said, the prince of this world came to me and found nothing of his in me. You know, listen. One day the devil came for me. And I'm telling you, he's going to come for you. And I had to subject myself to prayer, fasting, and tears. You may not hear a pastor tell you this, I will not sell out. I will rather die. And that day, I discovered that when the battle becomes fierce, the devil begins to over to check the areas you once failed. Those are the weak links for you to fail again. Don't create a system where the devil does not have to search far to see how he can get you to fail. If you feel, I don't get tempted, I'm telling you, I get tempted. Sometimes the devil just want to call your attention. You must speak like Job. I have made covenant with my eyes. Greatness is better than adultery. I choose greatness. Greatness is better than the pleasure of a moment. The men we honor today, we honor them because they stood their ground. Through whatever pains they went through, they communicated a model that it is possible. Will there be scarcity of model because you are selling out or selling off? And that's why I say it's a warfare. The pressure is not you. It is coming for your seeds. If I ask you to pray, will you pray? Let me give you a few minutes. I want to give you the next couple of minutes. Pick a spot, guys. Don't get used to being in the confines of chair. You have things to deal with that others may not understand, so leave them. It goes beyond just trying to have a home for the fun of it. It is actually a new lineage that God is forming. It is not for the fun of it. And that's why from Sunday I begin to teach on how to heal from dysfunctional backgrounds. And how to come out without spot, like you never came out of such a system. So it is not just a new family. It is a new generation. It is a new lineage. It is a new thing. God is trying to bara. He's trying to do what the type does not exist in your lineage. He's starting something new. And that's why the battle is fierce. My time is up. Can you just cry to God and say, help me, I'm ready. I'm available to be used by you. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. To all of you who have ever had to think of how to tell your spouse the kind of home you came from, where you have had to give them orientation before they visit your house because anything can happen, where you have had to panic around your wedding period, not knowing who may pull some surprises, more reason why you must decide. It goes no further. It ends here. It ends with me. A new generation will call me blessed because someone decided. It ends with me. Do we have people like that in the house tonight? Sometimes our church settings are absent. We are not in touch with these realities. And I've read many Christian books on relationship. None of them really put in perspective that there are people coming from dysfunctional backgrounds. And guess what? They are more than 70%. Thank God for the American books. But there's something the devil is trying to do in Africa. He's doing it everywhere. But there are realities that are unique to this place. I decree over all of you. You will not be a failed lineage. Yeah. Any and every form of pain, dysfunctionality,